Next, we are going to hear of news of buildings in the Norwich area. We have plans for another Aldi store, an Elm Hill building looking for new occupiers, a proposed change in use for an old pub, and the opening of a new community hub.
Plans for an Aldi store with 112 car parking spaces and a new access road off William Frost Way on Cossey's Longwater Business Park near Queen's Hill Housing Development have been lodged with South Norfolk Council. If approved, the German supermarket would be built on a brownfield site after buildings, including a dilapidated office building used by waste firm Viola, are demolished. The landowner has confirmed that any business that uses the site have either found other sites to move on to or will be accommodated as part of the multi-million pound redevelopment, according to the planning statement. It added the Aldi store would create 50 jobs and be the height of a 2 to 3 storey residential building. The supermarket and car park would be next to the Next Home store across the road from Sainsbury's Supermarket and Ballantyne Health Club and Spa. Waste management company Biffa, which is also nearby, would share the new access road. In a community online consultation, out of 883 individual responses, 761 were in favour of the Aldi store. Responses from Cossey residents on the South Norfolk Council website to the plans were mixed. Paul James said, "It's what the community needs, an affordable alternative to Sainsbury's. More local jobs created with minimal impact to anyone." But John Fleben said, "I am concerned with the amount of additional traffic this will create on an already busy road, which feeds my estate of Queen's Hill. There needs to be separate access from the Durham Road to this site, or an additional road to the A47 to handle the additional traffic." Within the planning statement, Aldi said the effects of extra traffic can be accommodated on the nearby roads.
A 14th century building in Norwich, one of the oldest thatched properties in the country, needs new people to run it as a business. The Elm Hill property, a renowned coffee house until it closed at Christmas, was thought to have been built in 1420. In fact, the building dates back as far as 1347. A search is now on to find new tenants for the building after the retirement of two sisters, Sue Skipper and Gilly Mixer, who ran the coffee shop for 44 years. The Grade 2 star-listed building has been used in films such as Stardust, starring Michelle Pfeiffer, Claire Danes and Sienna Miller. The building was seen most recently on screen at Christmas in the Netflix festive film Jingle Jangle. Owned by Norwich City Council, the building is managed by the Norwich Preservation Trust. The building needs someone to run a hospitality-based business from it, say agents Arnold Keyes. The rental on the lease available for 10 years or more is £22,500 a year. Arnold Keyes' managing partner Guy Gowing said, "The Britain's Arms is not just one of Norwich's most iconic historic buildings, it is nationally significant. Having been essentially saved by the Norwich Preservation Trust when they took on the building in 2011, and they undertook a comprehensive renovation project, including completely rethatching the roof. This is now a fantastic lifestyle business opportunity for someone looking to run a hospitality operation. The trust wants the right person to take over the building, so rather than holding a more conventional bidding process, we are seeking ideas as how the Britain's Arms can be taken into the future. We're looking for an individual or small group of individuals who can demonstrate a real passion for breathing new life into this wonderful building."
The Buck on Aylsham Road in Thorpe St Andrew is currently vacant, and a partial change of use planning application has been submitted to Broadland District Council. Developers are proposing a cafe with a takeaway function, one flat, as well as a mix of internal and external alterations to the Grade 2 listed building. storage facilities would be converted to retail or business units. Tim Unsworth, director of Unsworth Architects Limited, said his client wants the best for the building, and they are waiting for everything to be done correctly in conjunction with planning consultants. He added, "We have been given good information from a number of consultants to find a viable and suitable use for this site, and we believe we have come up with a plan that does exactly that and keeps the building alive." But the former landlady of the Buck, Patsy Dashwood, who lives nearby, raised concerns over the impact on residents. Miss Dashwood, who ran the pub for 21 years, said, "My main concern is that they are wanting to put the outbuildings at the front where we live, so we will be looking out from the first floor onto a roof. I do not think it should be touched and changed into two properties. It is an old listed building dating back to the 12th century, so I think these plans are totally unacceptable." The design and access statement for the application says a range of potential units would help reinvigorate an underused asset while helping generate footfall for existing local businesses. The proposed cafe would make use of the existing public space within the former pub, converting the bar area into a seating and serving space. And the former kitchen and rear public seating area on the ground floor would be converted into a one-bedroom apartment with private access.
A new community hub in Norwich is set to open later this year after a £2 million project to transform a disused hall was completed earlier this month. Charity YMCA in Norfolk was given planning permission in 2019 to build a new facility on the site of Jubilee Hall in Aylsham Road, which was once used by war veterans and their families but had been closed for years. The hub will house the charity's corporate offices as well as William's Kitchen, a cafe named after YMCA founder George Williams, the Explorers soft play area, and Muddy Puddles, a 90-place children's nursery. Chief Executive Tim Sweeting and the YMCA Board of Trustees had originally planned for the nursery to open last month, but plans were delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Construction of the building was completed earlier this month, and the charity is now in the process of fitting out the building and preparing for it to open in the spring. A spokesperson for YMCA added that the building will be fitted with purpose-built and environmentally friendly facilities, which will bring the centre to life and create a warm and welcoming environment for people of all ages and all walks of life to use and enjoy. The project has been in the works for several years, and supporters include the Lynn Trust, which bought Jubilee Hall in 2015, Norfolk County Council, and other local funders. One of the first parts of the completed building to open will be Muddy Puddles, which is set to begin its work after Easter. Nursery manager Beth Fox said that she had been busy taking calls and bookings from interested parents, while the charity is currently recruiting 4 more staff to join the team ahead of its opening.